Lift Him Up, August 19. Surrender to Christ. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. How often do we come in contact with people who are never happy? They fail of enjoying the contentment and peace that Jesus can give. They profess to be Christians, but they do not comply with the conditions upon which the promise of God is fulfilled. Jesus has said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The reason why many are in a state of unrest is that they are not learning in the school of the Master. The submissive, self-sacrificing child of God understands by experience what it is to have the peace of Christ. True followers of Christ know that they must take His yoke, share His trials, carry His burdens. But they do not feel like complaining, for the meekness and lowliness of Christ makes the yoke easy and the burden light. It is love of selfish ease, love of pleasure, your self-esteem, self-exaltation, that prevents you from learning the precious life lessons in the school of Christ. It is the Christian's duty not to permit surroundings and circumstances to mold him, but to live above surroundings, fashioning his character according to the divine model. He is to be faithful in whatever place he is found. He is to do his duty with fidelity, improving the opportunities given him of God, making the most of his capabilities. With an eye single to the glory of God, he is to work for Jesus wherever he may be. We are to surrender the will, the heart, to God, and become acquainted with Christ. We must deny self, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. Not one of us can reach heaven save by the narrow, cross-bearing way. But how many wear the cross as an ornament on the person, but fail to bear the cross in practical, everyday life? How many profess to be servants of Christ, but how loath are they to bear reproach and shame for His sake? The cross is not to please self. It lies directly across the path of the pleasure lover, and cuts through our carnal desires and selfish inclinations. The thing essential for successful work is a knowledge of Christ, for this knowledge will give sound principles of right, impart a noble, unselfish spirit, like that of our Savior whom we profess to serve. Faithfulness, economy, caretaking, thoroughness should characterize all our work, wherever we may be, whether in the kitchen, in the workshop, or wherever we may be stationed in the vineyard of the Lord.